This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not to be lost in all the skinny budget talk, President Trump is reminding people that tax reform is on his agenda, too. He told Tucker Carlson on Fox News last night that he wants to bring business taxes way down from 35 to 15%. There's no plan on how to do that yet from the White House, but we asked Marketplace Mitchell Hartman from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting to go have a look at what cutting taxes on businesses might mean.
President Trump has promised to introduce tax legislation to slash the top corporate rate from 35%, it's currently the highest among G20 economies, down to 15%. Though keep in mind, that 35%, a lot of companies don't pay it, says Len Berman at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center.
The average rate paid by U.S. corporations is actually comparable to a lot of European countries because there are lots of deductions and exclusions and preferences.
Maya McGinnis at the Fiscally Conservative Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says getting the top rate down
makes a whole lot of sense in terms of both growing the economy and increasing our competitiveness.
But she says it could also create a big hole in the budget.
To offset the huge cost of bringing the rates down, we're going to have to get rid of a lot of the existing tax breaks. Otherwise, it adds a whole lot to the debt, and that actually slows growth.
There are some prime targets for eliminating corporate tax breaks, says Frank Clementi at the liberal group Americans for Tax Fairness.
We're losing over $100 billion a year due to profit shifting that corporations do to low tax jurisdictions, and the profits don't have to be taxed until they're repatriated, brought back to America.
President Trump has said he favors letting multinationals bring those profits home at a super low 10% tax rate. Reducing corporate deductions for things like interest and depreciation could raise more revenue. And simplifying the tax code is something most everyone, except maybe the corporate tax prep lobby, could get behind. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.